In Waves, Gemma Banks.
The lining is on the loom.
We carry a sewing machine into the studio. There are piles and piles of peach paper with fluorescent ink and perfume samples. The tiny space fills with the scent of jasmine, licorice, ink, and cotton. I place the first set of papers on the needle plate. The presser foot comes down and I begin to sew the pages together. The sky spins its magic and I feel its transcendent pull. I feel it in my palms, the colour as we slice, the grass on the field, the foiling of the windows. It stays with me when I leave, resting next to me as I sleep. Silent waves. Smiling as I walk beside him, he whispers into my ear, "These feelings are silk." Holding nothing, holding something. Waves quarrel amongst themselves, rising up and slamming down again. A tsunami of cells, tissue and marrow. It reminds me of when I was young and trusted monsters. He reaches out and grabs the knife, butters the bread and hands it to me. 3 days equal 50 in this world, but my eyes are fixed. It ripples through my chest, a compulsion held by many strands. I notice the way his shoulders hang as he walks into the room. He steps to the right as I step to the left. My pen torpedoes through the air. "I'm in love," I think. "Pass me the scalpel," he says. I walk into the studio and straight out again. The ocean roars, and I do too. Longing for more, always more. A note in the tarmac. The road is quiet. We circle each other. I begin to shiver. We watch the dawn rising, the printers hum. Ash falls from the sky, blurring my glasses and staining my scalp. Language dissolves on our faces like rain. A yellow mask enters the room. Digging into my spine, I split in two. Green square. I drop my bag on the floor. There are colours everywhere. Ink is in the air. Right up until the opening, my fingers thread. I tie narratives to memories, mechanical moments. The walls bleat, they're sick of the hollow glow thrust upon them. We watch horses, an evening passes. There are serpents in my dreams, and screens on skyscrapers. Crumbs in the keyboard, and 2% left in the wireless mouse. I wake with burnt arms. You wore sandals to work. As the weeks go on, an incision is made. Hands in, gripping my flesh. Together, foreign bodies wrench me apart. Forming into an image, a disconcerting image, a man at the front and a bookcase at the back. The moment I saw it, my heart undressed. Tell the stitching to stop. The bus breaks down and I start walking. The heat is linoleum, an impossible covering. I run back to the apartment and collapse in the cool. I sit at my desk hoping the goblins will drown. I open my drawer and pull out an orange. I position the knife and pierce the skin. 4 quarters. I sink my teeth deep into each center. I've made peace and I've remade peace. I stab poles in the snow and all I've learned is peace is fleeting. My eyesight rises and I begin to lift. Bodies of water. There are raised voices. The paperback I'm reading falls between my legs. 2 women are arguing on the pier. "It's always been like this," the younger one yells. The older one looks mortified, her face disfigured in shock. Haunted by holograms. Her mother tries to touch her, but the girl is already running. The walls are 20th century. The floor is parquet. Sinking onto a bourne of bronze, I drip down to the mat. Pressing my hands to the floor, I marvel in the wake of loss. I dive in red. I have been here before, but then again I haven't. Altered landmarks. Where there was a puddle, there is now an ocean. Letting go. The dust. My lungs. The feeble fall. Beyond the walls, the doors, the hallways, there is a waterfall, and the waterfall is falling, falling, falling.